Off the Ball, GAA.
There's been an unbelievable buzz. It's actually ridiculous. Like, we're a GAA mad county at the best of times, but now it's through the roof now. It's through the roof.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. This is Off the Ball Breakfast,
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Let's start the rugby. Anna Capeless, good morning.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Good. Thanks for sitting by there over the last few minutes. Into the final round of regulation games in the Interpros. Two rounds done, and obviously the last to come this weekend. Munster 2-2 and a couple of bonus points in the bag. They're already into the final of Belfast next weekend. Connacht, one loss and one draw to Ulster last weekend, and it is Connacht Munster in Galway tomorrow from 2:30. Munster clean sweep.
Yeah, they'll be happy with that as well, especially with Leinster coming off the back of a win the week before as well. It kind of seemed to be in the opening round two kind of similar performances from Leinster and Munster, where they both had kind of strong first halves and then both Connacht and Ulster kind of came back into it. So I think both teams, Munster and Leinster, when they were coming in to face each other then in round two, were like, you know, we've got a lot to put right here. So all the games have kind of been the same in terms of like one really strong first half and then a bit of a catch up from whoever was behind. The only team that seemed to kind of break away from that style was Munster last week against Leinster, and they really put the foot down in the second half and starting to kind of drive it on now with their eye on the final. And, you know, again, they're not going to be underestimating like going to the sports ground this weekend, going up to Galway, but like they're in a place now where they kind of have to put the foot down, because, you know, it's a nice part of the nice stage of the competition as well, this round three. You know, your nerves are gone, players are starting to come into their own, people really snapping for jerseys, you know, players really snapping at each other. Like I've really enjoyed it so far, actually. I think it's been brilliant.
Yeah, like with that, obviously Munster through, and then the other three still in the mix adds to it as well. Talk to us a little bit about Munster and what Fiona Hayes has been doing there. I think is it 7 debuts across the first couple of games. Fiona's no stranger to our audience here. She's got a class energy about her. She's got that experience with Bowls as well. But what are you seeing from her in terms of what Munster are doing?
You know, I see kind of the same as she always is. She's not going to change anything. Like, her style works. She's a winning AIL coach. I think what's nice there for Munster is that, like, it's a little bit like Ireland men's squad there, where you've got a lot of Leinster players just jumping over and they kind of already know each other. Same with like Bowes here going into Munster. You know, it's like a Bowes squad almost, with their kind of dots of different clubs coming into different positions. But basically, they know Fiona really well. They know her style. She knows them. She knows what makes them tick. But she is managing a lot of young players there as well. So you've got to manage that, you know, and how far do you push them and how much do you put the arm around them? Like, that's all kind of, you know, how the player reacts, how the coach reacts. Like, but all the provinces are dealing with that at the moment, because there's so many young players coming through. Like, if you look at Connacht, like, they have so many players that were away in under 20 squads. So they're coming in kind of a bit, definitely more seasoned than previous years. You know, you've got players who've kind of been through a campaign like this. Even, you know, it sounds silly, but even things like going on a bus, getting your meal beforehand, maybe staying in a hotel, like all those things. When players have been through those before as younger players, that kind of takes that element out of it, of like even nerves that might spark off a younger player. So, like I said, it's not just Fee that's dealing with this now. You know, it's across all the squads. So, but if we're looking at Munster and how well they've done so far, that Bowes connection with each other as players and then with Fiona as coach has served them really well so far.
Anna, you often hear sports people talk about former teammates who went into management. Sometimes they're saying, "Jesus, I never expected them to get into management." Damien Duff is someone who comes to line there, who might have been quiet in the dressing room. And others are more obvious as leaders, from players right through to their coaching careers. Like, when you were in dressing rooms with Fiona Hayes, are you surprised or unsurprised that she's had coaching success?
That's funny reflection. I don't know. Like, she was always such a great teammate. Like, I love playing with Fee. And I think maybe surprisingly, actually, that she's become such a great coach. And not because, like, her detail was always great, but, you know, she kind of, she's not your typical coach either. So she wouldn't have been, like, you know, a player that's out with the book, like getting all the details, being really nerdy and like asking loads of questions of the coach. Like, that wasn't what she was like as a player. But that's the kind of style, just being herself. Like, she's just a wonderful, like, representative of, like, rugby in Limerick City. And, like, you know, she gains respect, like, through her connection with the players. And I actually think it's nice. It's almost like a different style to coaching, maybe, that we haven't seen in the AIL or in, you know, in women's rugby in Ireland. So I suppose if you ask me, like, on reflection, did I think of it? No, I suppose I didn't. But, it, you know, it's come alive and she's made that a reality. Like, it was almost kind of like, oh, yeah, of course. She has success as a coach because she's so passionate and because she knows the game so well. So it's funny to reflect on that. We had some crack when we used to play. So it's like she has that crack element to her as well as a coach.
Yeah, she's great energy, and probably some stuff from her professional life that have probably helped her a little bit in the coaching sphere as well. Will you talk to us just maybe one last one a month, or just Alana McInerney particularly looked like she was going to break all kinds of records, was in the first game and a hat-trick in the first half, and I think she's 4 tries in the bag now maybe overall. But will you talk to us maybe, and maybe she's included here, but the 2 or 3 standout players in the Munster team that are making this happen, and maybe even with a view to, I know the Irish coaching ticket obviously was confirmed yesterday and we'll come to that in a minute, but maybe with a view to making that step up.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I think she's bided her time really well. You know, often when you see, and this is frustrated kind of those of us in Munster the last few seasons, because even when Munster have been winning the Interpros, that hasn't been reflected in the Irish selection. You know, it's very Leinster heavy. And, you know, not to take away from those players there, but, like, I have felt, and, you know, there's been a lot of Munster players that have really stood out, not just in the Interpros, but then with club as well, like, so in the AIL, like, just kind of kept it lit, like, you know, kept performing. You know, you might expect maybe a young player like that to be very disappointed and kind of shy away and maybe like, ah, is it worth it? Or but, no, she loves it as well. Like, I think she just loves playing for Munster. And I know that, you know, at some stage you kind of have to kind of switch off that Irish switch and get that out of your head. It's not easy when you come into Interpros, really, because, you know, it's your audition for the Irish jersey, really. But you've got to flick off that switch if you want to, like, really immerse yourself in your Interpro experience. Like, just focus on the jersey you have in the present. And I feel like that's what Alana and other players have done. Like, I'm thinking of other players to kind of pick out there, because there are a lot of very young, like, exciting players. Like, I think Kate Flannery has done really well at 10. You know, Chloe Pierce, who had been in and out of Irish squad before, like, she's done really well, but she's, again, one of those players that's really immersed herself in, you know, her club and province. I think Siobhan McCarthy's an interesting one. She's a back row. I think she stood out really well for Munster now in the last couple of weeks, but she's made that transition into front row, which is, you know, if you can, and she held her own against Leinster, you know, an experienced front row against Leinster, and she's very new to that position. So I'd have my ears pricked for her if I was in Ireland, because, you know, that's a valuable, God, you need front rows. And if you've got a player like her that can do what she does around the park, like, you know, that's really nice, because it seems like a lot of the front rows are very young, even in the Irish squad. So, you know, if you've got someone with a head in their shoulders that come into a front row, like, maybe that's something to look at.
The other game is at Belfast, Ulster-Leinster, and I was listening to the Ulster coach during the week talking about their newfound ability to sort of hang into games that previously maybe they would have got away from them in the last 20 minutes. They had a 7-point loss to Munster, and no shame in that, and then the draw with Connacht, and obviously Leinster coming up this weekend. He's saying there's a bit more steel about them. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I think they'll certainly feel like, you know, that was a win almost, especially coming from behind. And I suppose Connacht kind of hadn't been in that position before, because Connacht was at 25-11 ahead, and maybe they just kind of chilled out a bit too much. And again, that comes down to experience. But you're right, Ulster kind of digging in that second half. first of all, yeah, to come close and push Munster till the end, and then to get that draw with Connacht, like, they'd probably be feeling like, you know, well, why isn't this something we can do in the first half? So, you know, they've got a perfect opportunity now. They're at home again. Leinster coming off a loss. Like, why not? And, like, especially with, you know, Catherine, who I know as their leader, as their captain, like, she's such a great player to play with and a great leader at that. Like, they'll certainly be like, yeah, sure. What have we got to lose here? But also, like, looking at that second half, okay, why were we able to pull this together in the second half? And what can we change so that we can start our game like this and maybe rattle Leinster from the get-go this weekend in Ulster?
So what are your predictions then? Munster are through, the other three fighting it out. Who's going to be in the full final next weekend?
I'll go Munster-Leinster final because that's, you know, the age-old battle. And I do think, you know, as much as Ulster have been showing that, like, they can dig in, I do feel like Leinster have, you know, as long as they can sort kind of their discipline out, like they showed, like, on paper, if you look at their squad, you know, they should be winning that. Like, even on paper, Leinster are almost the kind of most experienced across-the-board team here. So I think they'll have it in them to get to the final. And, you know, that'll be, you know, if you're Munster, having beaten Leinster a couple of weeks before, you need to be very focused to make sure that that's something you're aware that Leinster could, you know, come out a different animal then in the final. So I do feel like it'll be a Munster-Leinster final.